This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hosted members of the 7 all-party delegations which recently visited various countries as part of country's diplomatic outreach to convey India's strong stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism after Operation Sindoor. The meeting, which took place at the Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, was attended by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, DMK MP Kannimuri, BJP MPs Ravi Shankar Prasad, Anurag Singh Thakur, Bansuri Swaraj, Nishikant Dubey, Congress MPs Shashi Tharoor and Manish Tiwari and others. The Prime Minister has commended the delegations for their dedication in advancing India's voice on global platforms. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that these representatives played a crucial role in elaborating India's commitment to peace and the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism. The delegations visited 33 countries as part of India's diplomatic outreach to expose Pakistan globally. India's Foreign Secretary Vikram Nishri conducted key meetings with senior UAE officials in Abu Dhabi yesterday, reinforcing bilateral cooperation on security matters and expressing gratitude for the UAE's support of recent Indian parliamentary initiatives. Mr. Nishri met with Sheikh Nahyan bin Mubarak Al Nahyan, UAE's Minister of Tolerance and Coexistence, where he conveyed gratitude for the warm reception of the all-party delegation by the minister and the UAE. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has asserted that Operation Sindoor was the biggest action taken against terrorism in India's history. Speaking at an event in Dehradun at evening yesterday, the Defence Minister said the Pahalgam terror attack was not just an attack on Indian citizens, but also an assault on the social unity of the country.
Pakistan samarthit aatankwadiyon ke gunahon ki list bahut hi lambi hai aur Pakistan har baar aatankwad ko sahi thehrane ki koshish mein sadai laga raha hai isliye zaruri hai ki aatankwad ke khilaf ladai mein hum keval aatankwadiyon ko hi nahi balki unhe madad karne wale pure terror infrastructure ko bhi puri tarah se khatam kar dein Pakistan ko jo paisa ya aarthik sahayata milti hai uska ek bada hissa aatankwad ke karkhane mein kharch kiya jata hai
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has emphasized on the country's ancient tradition of knowledge creation rooted in curiosity, sustainability and ethics and inclusivity in the digital domain. Addressing the International Conference of Young Scientists at the IIT Hyderabad yesterday, the minister noted that the country is at the forefront of the global knowledge movement with an education system that is both flexible and aligned with its civilizational ethos. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has held bilateral meetings with the heads of election management bodies on the sidelines of his visit in the International IDEA Conference in Stockholm, Sweden. These engagements aim to strengthen India's long-standing partnerships in election management and democratic cooperation. During the bilateral meetings yesterday, CEC Kumar held one-on-one discussions with heads and senior officials from several election management bodies, EMBs, covering a wide range of global electoral experiences and innovations. Indian Coast Guard ICG ships continue firefighting and rescue efforts after a major fire broke out on Singapore-flagged container vessel Wan Hai 50, 88 nautical miles off the Baipur coast yesterday. As of last evening, flames have reduced, though thick smoke continues to emanate from the vessel, which remains adrift. Meanwhile, China has expressed gratitude to India for rescuing its crew members on board the Singapore-flagged vessel. The fire began after an explosion on board Wan Hai 50, which was en route from Colombo to Mumbai with 22 crew. In Manipur, curfew will be relaxed from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the five valley districts from today. However, the ban on internet and mobile data services in these districts was enforced when reports last came in. The curfew was imposed in Imphal V East, West, Thobol, Kakching and Bishnupur in view of the protests in these districts. Indian shooting ace Elavanil Valaravan settled for the bronze medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle final, the ISSF World Cup in Munich yesterday. The 25-year-old shot 231.2 to finish third on the podium behind 18-year-old Chinese sensation who won gold and Korea's silver medalist Kwon Noo-jee. And that is the end of this news bulletin.